Harper Audio presents The Men Who United the States. America's explorers, inventors, eccentrics, and mavericks, and the creation of one nation, indivisible. By Simon Winchester. This is the author. February the 23rd, 2012, was the 80th birthday of my mother-in-law, Mrs. Akiko Sato. Shortly before the family celebration, I told her of my plan to structure my book around the five so-called classical elements. She briefly left the room, returning with a card on which she had handwritten, as an aide memoir for me, the five elements rendered into English, Chinese characters, and Japanese: wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. 3 hours later, towards the end of her party, happy and surrounded by friends and family, Mrs. Sato collapsed and later died. That card was thus the very last thing she ever wrote in her life. One ample reason among many for me to offer this book as dedication both to her daughter, Setsuko, and with gratitude and respect to the memory of Mrs. Akiko Sato, born Tokyo, 1932, died New York, 2012. May this small offering be her memorial. Think of the United States today. The facts of these 38 or 40 empires soldered in one, 60 or 70 millions of equals with their lives, their passions, their future, these incalculable, modern, American, seething multitudes around us, of which we are inseparable parts. Walt Whitman, a backward glance o'er travelled roads, from his preface to the 1888 edition of Leaves of Grass. Author's note. On Independence Day, July the 4th, 2011, I swore a solemn oath before a federal judge on the afterdeck of the warship USS Constitution in Boston Harbour. And by doing so, I became, after half a century of dreaming, a naturalized American citizen. The following day, I acquired my voter's registration card. A week later, I was issued my first American passport, a document on which I've traveled ever since. When I returned to Kennedy Airport after my first trip overseas as an American, I was little prepared for my reaction when the immigration officer remarked with casual warmth, "Welcome home." I felt almost overwhelmed by at last now being a part of all of this. The most recent design of an American passport incorporates a series of declarative epigraphs at the top of each visa page. Samuel Adams, what a glorious morning for our country. The inscription on the golden spike at Promontory Summit in Utah. May God continue the unity of our country as the railroad unites the two great oceans of the world. And Jessamine West's description of the railway as a big iron needle stitching the country together. But of all the quotations, the one I like most is a paragraph taken from Lyndon Johnson's inaugural address of January the 20th, 1965. The nation was at the time still shocked by the tragic shooting of President Kennedy, the event that elevated LBJ to the presidency. The country, still mired in Vietnam, was in a liverish mood, and many more tragedies were yet to come. But Johnson, seeking by his speech to help salve the country's wounds and to better the temper of the times, spoke in an optimistic vein. "For this," he said, "is what America is all about. It is the uncrossed desert and the unclimbed ridge. It is the star that is not reached and the harvest sleeping in the unploughed ground. Is our world gone? We say farewell. Is a new world coming? We welcome it, and we will bend it to the hopes of man." The pages that follow are devoted in large part to those men who, in the overarching interests of welding the nation together, traversed those uncrossed deserts and scaled those unclimbed ridges, offering in their own times and their own ways the promise of a better place and of better times ahead. Preface. The pure physics of union. A pluribus unum. Since 1782, the motto on the official seal of the United States.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?